Now, how diverse is your hometown? Have a think about it. Do different ethnic groups live in maybe segregated pockets of your town? A fresh look at 2011 census data has tried to get to the bottom of questions like this. Now, a new briefing published this week claims that neighbourhood residential integration is increasing and that segregation has decreased for all ethnic minority groups. But how does it fare? How do we fare here in Lancashire? Well, we asked people in the Audley area of Blackburn if they thought their town was better integrated.
Not seemingly, no, but I have to be quite honest, only deal with the Asian communities around here, but I don't think it's predominantly due to the fact that the Asians aren't mingling themselves, they're not mixing. Maybe it is cultural, yeah, because it's not a religious kind of thing, maybe it's cultural, they're very backward. There is a high level of segregation, it doesn't seem to be getting better.
I've lived in Audley all my life, right, and most of my mates are Asians, actually, because yeah. I've grown up around here, but I don't think it's integrated. I think it's going to be predominantly Asian town.
It's my third week in Audley, Blackburn. If you ask me to compare with the Milton Keynes to Blackburn, it's very social, very, very well connected to each other, very helpful to each other.
Well, let's face it, Milton Keynes. Some thoughts there from Audley. Dr. Gemma Catney is the author of The Briefing, and she joins me on the line this morning. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
What does this mean for Lancashire? It sounds like it's good news.
It is indeed good news, yes. Lancashire is behaving in similar ways to the rest of England and Wales. And what the study has shown is that neighbourhood segregation has decreased for ethnic minority groups over the last decade. The example that you chose there, Audley in Blackburn, it's the most diverse ward of the Lancashire area, and that's located in the Blackburn Local Authority, which is an area which has seen decreasing neighbourhood segregation since 2001.
So what are you putting this decrease in segregation down to?
Well, I think there are several mechanisms by which that's taking place. First of all, it's a story of increased residential mixing and integration within urban areas. People are living together and sharing communities more than 10 years ago. Secondly, it's a story of population dispersal from cities. If you think about certain cities as what we might call gateway areas, areas where immigrants initially settle, many of those immigrants will be young people, and they're at the most economically productive stage of their life course. Now, over time, many of those immigrants may leave the UK, return to their country of origin, or move elsewhere. But those who do stay may eventually accumulate sufficient capital to move to suburbs or to rural areas. And that will be taking place in Lancashire as well. It's a common stage of the life course for all ethnic groups, white, British and minority ethnic groups. And it's a process that's been occurring in Britain for several decades. We call it suburbanisation and counter-urbanisation. But it's a movement that's often made by young families, for example, moving for a bigger house, a garden, a quieter life outside the city.
Right.
And that dispersal will reduce segregation.
What are the long-term outcomes of you know, more people from different groups living all in the same place?
Well, I think that really a continuation of the process that we've just been seeing over the last 10 years, and that means on the ground, basically, increased sharing of communities and residential mixing between people, a reduction of differences between communities where they're currently living.
Okay, Dr. Gemma Catney, the author of the report, thanks for joining us this